This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. You know what I found? I think one of the biggest challenges during this month, since it's a time of tshuva and introspection, I think one of the ways the Yetzer Hara creeps in is he makes you more sad. You know, it's like, you know, he doesn't want you to be so besimcha. You have to wake up early, and you have to actually think about yourself a little bit. So he tries to take a little of the simcha out of it. So you have to be aware of that. So first thing I want to say is, I want everyone to take a look again at Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel, what he calls Be'emtza HaPerek. And I'm not clear why in Hoidu he picks those locations as Be'emtza HaPerek. So I want you to look at it. I want you to speak to your people and try to, you know, like we know the end of Mizmor L'Soida is Be'emtza HaPerek. The end of Yehi Chavod is Be'emtza HaPerek. But like in Hoidu, like there's these random places that are called Be'emtza HaPerek. It's not, I don't know if those following the Shirim on Tefillah, we did a couple of years ago, the different Gidulim in Hoidu, Oiz and Rachamim, it doesn't even follow that. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't have that. Okay, now I'm going to share with you something very interesting. Sif Vav. Tzarech lahafsik bein elilim uvein v'ashem shamayim asa. One needs to pause between ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim v'ashem shamayim asa. Why? Says Mishnah Berurah lahafsik ma'at. A little bit. Doesn't mean go, you know, take a breather, take a break, you know, do some jumping jacks. It's a short pause. V'chein yev shalhafsik bein ki l'chol. You should be mouthed between ki and kol, v'yesh d'yesh psik bein ki l'chol. L'chein ha'kof d'gusha. Why is it ki kol, right? Why is it ki kol Elohei ho'amim alilim? Why isn't it ki chol? You know the rule is that whenever you have a beged kefes letter, beged kefes is beis gimel dalet, kaf pei tuf. If it's preceded by a vowel, aleph, hey, yud, or vav, the next letter drops the dot, drops the dagesh. So it should technically be kichol. But the reason why it's kichol is because there's a psik between ki and kol. Lachin ha-kaf degusha, therefore it's kichol. And also, kichol Elohei ha-amim elilim. You don't want to say ha-amim elilim, because ha-amim melilim, it sounds like melilim, which is a kind of what are melilim? I don't know. Some kind. It's a mix between a watermelon and a avodah zarah. No, I'm just joking. I don't know what a. But you don't want the mem to go into the elilim. Uvein shamayim asa tzarch gamsin v'ashem. Shamayim asa, you don't want to say masa, tzarech gamkin lahafsik, shloi tibala hamem. Basically, you don't want to swallow the mem. So this is my pet peeve. Why in the world are chazanim saying out loud, ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim, v'ashem shamayim asa? Who asked them? I didn't invite them to say those words out loud. I'm in the middle of davening. Why are they disturbing my davening by saying that pasuk out loud? Did the Shulchan Aruch say to say it out loud? Is it the end of a subject? No. You know, The way Hoidu is broken up is first you have the shir of the Tamid Shel Shachar, which ends the shir of the Tamid Shel Shachar ends by the pasuk Al Tigu v'Meshichoy uvin v'yai Al Tareu. That's the end. And the shir of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz. But who asked anybody to say the pasuk Ki Kol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim Vadoinoi Shamayim Asa? Why are we saying that out loud? The answer is we're not. Look at any credible siddur. It doesn't have that mark there for the chazan to say. Go look in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's siddur. Look in the Masak Midvash. Somehow it became a thing. I don't know where this comes from. Rabbi Yeager's hiding. It says to say it out loud over there? No. But in your shul, they say it out loud? They don't? They don't, because they start davening with Baruch Hu over there.
Right.
But you tell me a shul that they say Psukei Dezimra with a chazan, and the chazan doesn't say that. I never saw it, but I don't know where this came from.
Came from Art Scroll.
Oh. Now, speaking of, definitely, by the way, you could get your copy of The Mystery and the Majesty with free shipping from Art Scroll. But, that being said, if Hashem, I hope we have Siyad Hashem, we come out with something on the Siddur, this is going to be an epic battle. This is going to be the battle of the century, because I do not want to put in any stopping. I gather it's because, since the halacha is, you're supposed to pause in Ki Kol Elohim Elilim, V'Adonai Shemayim Asah, and actually, the way you're supposed to say it is Ki Kol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim V'Adonai Shemayim Asah. So there are many stopping points. So we need direction. How are you supposed to say it? So therefore, the chazan, maybe that's where it came from. But I don't know. I don't have a good answer to this. Okay, Sib Zayin. Tzarech lechavin bepasuk poseach es yadecha. One needs to have kavana for the pasuk poseach es yadecha. Ve'imloy kivein tzarech lachzor ula amray pamacheres. If you did not have kavana, you got to say it again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tzarech lechavin she'ikar masha kavulam ratil David b'chol yom. The whole reason, the main reason why they established to say Tehillah David every day is because of that pasuk. Shemazker boy, shivcha shal kadosh baruch hu. It mentions the praise of Hashem, shuhu mashkiach al briyosav umefarnasan, that Hashem overlooks His creations and He supports them. The Gemara says in Brachas Dalet Amud Beis that someone who says Tehillah David three times a day, muftach lai, you'll be in ben olam haba. Interestingly, the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rush, the Dershu quotes, and the Kav HaChayim brings it, that the reason why they were masakin to say it three times a day is at least one of them, hopefully you'll do right. This way you have once a day you say Posech Ziyadecha with the right Kavana. Now, in Simon Aleph Sivkatin Yud Gimel, the Magen Avraham says in the name of Rabbeinu Bachaye, it's not enough to say it, you need to think about what you're saying it. I want to, okay, one second. Pam acheres. Now, what if I remember, hey, I didn't say Pesach Zeh with Kavana. You know, it could happen in Uvalat Tzion after a long davening with Slichos, you know, by that time, say, hey, you know, I didn't say that with Kavana. So now what? Do I say the Pesach where I have to go back and afterwards say, Tzadek Hashem Chod Rachav? I'm Chayadam Shevi B'Shem Alavosh, Tzarech Lamarim Pesach Poseach, at Soif HaMizbar, because you have to go back and then say the end of the Mizbar. V'Mloy Nizkar Chikvar Omar Mizmoyim Achirim. What if you remember in the middle of Ayivarach David? Vein loishos lachzar. And you don't have time to go back. You need to go back after davening, poisech es yadecha, until the end of the mizmar. Mikomakam yomer achar atfilo miposuk posech atsoif ha-mizmar. So Rav Moshe has the following question. Fractor of Moshe and the grace of Moshe. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say you should say Pesach Zedecha? At the end of davening, why don't you say it wherever you're up to him in Pesach Zedecha? Let's say I'm up to Vayivarach David. And I don't have time to go back. So why can't I just say it in my spot? Why don't you say it there? Says the Mishnah, says the Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Chilik Beis Siman Tezvav, Tezayin. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah holds Pesuk de Zimra, you have to say Al HaSeidar, and it's Ma'akev. I don't understand the Diyuk Bechlal. I would say the reason the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that is because he says explicitly you don't have time. You don't have the 5 seconds. You don't have the 7 seconds it takes to say from Pesach. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not enough to say the Pasuk Pesach Zedecha. You have to say Pesach Zedecha till the end of the Mizmar. And if I'm going to do that, every second in davening is accounted for. If I say Pesach Zedecha 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 I'm going to be late for the Shemone Esrei. If I fall behind those 7 seconds, but I would say, you should say it at that time. Again, I'm not, I'm just saying it. I don't understand how Rav Moshe sees from the Mishnah Brura that you can't say it where you're up to in Pesukei Dezimra. Because I would say the Mishnah Brura is talking about where you don't have time. But if you did have time, then I would say it where you are.
Maybe Rav Moshe means just say the pasuk itself and not say the rest. Maybe that's his question. So why can't you just say the pasuk? Why do you have to say the whole mizmor?
So what's the answer?
In which case, that wouldn't throw off your timing. You should be able to fit it in entire. It says you can't say it out of order. I mean, I don't understand how that answers why you have to say the whole mizmor, because it's part of that seder. You have to say the whole seder of the mizmor. It means that.
I don't know, the way...
If you say that Pesach Ez Yodecha is important to say Allah Seder, the Gemara says that the specialness about Ashrei is the fact that it's Allah Pei's Allah Seder.
But the Rav Moshe is trying to be Medayik, that the Mishnah Berurah holds Psuki, the Zimmer has to be Allah Seder. What's the Raya? Maybe Dafka, Ashrei has to be Allah Seder.
I want to see that in the Mishnah Berurah.
I mean, halacha, let's say someone's up to Vayivarech David and they realize they didn't say Pesach Sedecha. Nobody would say you have to go back and say Pesach Sedecha Tzadik and all the halalukas in order. Does anyone say you have to do that? I mean, even the Mishnah Berurah, who's saying you should say it at the end of davening, he doesn't say you have to say all the halalukas after that. Okay. I want to share with you a few perushim in Pesach HaSiyadecha Masbiyah L'chol Chai Ratzayin. Literally, it's a very difficult pasuk. Hashem, you open up your hand and you satisfy every living thing's desire. Really? Raise your hand and you have everything you want. The Gemara says nobody does. The Gemara says, Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavas v'yadah. So what is the simple interpretation of the pasuk? Hashem is masbia l'chol chai ratzayin. So Reb Chaim Knievsky has a great chap. Reb Chaim Knievsky says, really Hashem gives everybody everything they need. But I want a nicer car. Oh, you don't have it? It's a kapara. Meaning there's a cheshvan, you don't have it. And it's mechaper your avoinos. Meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam be'etzem, fundamentally, he gives everybody everything they need. And whatever you don't have that you want, it comes off a cheshvan. It's mechaper. Hashem gives you what you want, not just what you need. Ratzon, what you want. And whatever you don't have, he be'etzem gave it to you. It's because of your chataim that you don't have it, and it's mechaper. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Schwab learns that the way Hashem is mefarnes a person, very beautiful, he says, how do people make money? Smart people are the richest? Look around the world. Are the smartest the richest? Never. No. What's the ingredient? What's the secret ingredient making money? Ratzayin. It's a certain chin that you find with people. People are desired by others. In other words, somebody wants you. Somebody finds you to have favor, that is why they give you parnas. They do the business with you. They give you the job. How do people get jobs? Because they're the most qualified? It's usually never. People get jobs because they have favor. They find favor. So Hashem is poseach es yadecha. Umazbia, he satisfies the chol chai. How? Ratzayin. By giving them ratzayin. By giving them chen. I have a different shot. I never saw this anywhere, but question, how does Hashem give a person money? The way the world operates is that Hashem gives you b'derach sha'adam roitzalelech. Hashem gives you what you want. You want something, He gives it to you. So Hashem opens up His hand and He satisfies every person. How? By giving them a desire for money. And now that you want money, Hashem then gives it to you because Hashem supplies what you want. But the mechanism of being mefarnes is, it's not that Hashem gives you money, Hashem gives you the desire for money. And through your desire for money, Hashem gives you the money through b'derech sha'adam roitzaleich. In other words, Ratzon. He gives you the want for the money. That's my third kavana. If I have, I think that's how you read the pasuk. But I think you have to find somebody who reads it that way. Okay. Anyway, let's do a tiny bit more. The Rama says haga va'omrim pasuk va'anachnu nevarich ka achar atila leDavid, because va'anachnu nevarich ka is not part of kuf mem. Hey. Right? It's not. It's from a different chapter. Battery timeout. It's from a different chapter. The Rama says, you say, V'anach nevarach ka, achar atila leDavid, v'koyflin pasuk karl ha'neshama ta'ala ka. We double that pasuk. Lefi shu soif psukei dezimra. It's the end of psukei dezimra. V'chein pasuk Hashem yumlech le'ilam v'ed. We double it. Fine. Let's see one more Mishnah Berurah. Le'ilam v'ed. What is this going on? Hashem Yilchav. Uveshem Ari Kasu Sheish Lamer Gamkein Targum Pasuk Zeh. In the name of the Ari, they say you should say the Targum of this Pasuk. Dahainu Shnayim Yoimer Mikrov Echad Targum. You say Hashem Yilchav Le'ilam V'ed, Hashem Yilchav Le'ilam V'ed, Hashem Malchusei Kam Le'ilam Le'amaya. V'yesh Lamer Pasuk Kivasus Parish Agam Parsha Zu Me'yikar Shira. Uveshem Agra Kasu Shaloyim Loimer Kiva. In the name of the Gra, they write not to say Kiva. In Israel, where by the Gra places, they say Kivasus Parai or they take it out. Oh, they don't say, they start with Baruch Hu, so there's no way to know. Fine. So, Micham, okay, now this one. Mi kamaycha tinyana hakaf degusha. Aval mi chamaycha kama. So you say it like this. Mi chamaycha ba'ilam Hashem, mi kamaycha nedar ba'kodesh. Mi chamaycha ba'ilam Hashem, mi kamaycha nedar ba'kodesh. V'chein kol atzmoysai Toimarna Hashem mi chamaycha hakaf refuya. Am zu ga'alta. The gimel has a dagesh. What the difference between a gimel with a dagesh and a gimel without a dagesh is, Ashkenazim don't really make a difference. Yidmu ka'aven hakaf degusha, not yidmu cha'aven, yidmu ka'aven. Yevsh lahafsik bein bimayim uvein adirim. Bimayim adirim, shoha adirim koi al mitzrayim. Not mayim adirim, right? The song, mikoi lois mayim rabim adirim. That makes the words have no meaning. It's not mayim adirim. It's mikoi lois mayim rabim. Adirim mishbereyam. Not mikoi mayim rabim adirim. It's Mikahoilahois Mayim Rabim. Pause. Not Mikahoilahois Mayim Rabim Adirim. If you hear a chazan say that, you should kindly pull him aside. Say, pal, you're saying the Psalms of King David. Do not say them in a way where it has absolutely no meaning. It's Mikahoilahois Mayim Rabim. Adirim mishbreyam. Anyway, Yesh says b'mayim uvein adirim. Shadirim kayam mitzam. V'yomer shiras hayam b'simcha. You should say shiras hayam with joy. V'yidame b'daita. You should think ki'ilu ba'os hayam avrayam. You cross the sea today. V'yomer b'simcha. Moichlin loy avoynoisav. They forgive all your sins. Now, not that anyone here has sins, but if you know anyone who has sins, you might want to recommend that they say Shiras Hayam B'Simcha, because it's a kap, it's Mechaper one's Avoinois. And therefore, it's the Sefer Charedim brings, there's a custom to say it with the Tamei HaMinhagim, Tamei HaMikra, so that one could elicit Simcha when they say this Mizmar. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. Kol Tov. See you tomorrow.
I don't understand why
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.